Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Friends, we've got a lengthy reading today from Matthew's Gospel. We're going to dive right in. Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you'll have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." That's from Matthew chapter 6. Again, as we are booking on through this Sermon on the Mount, three amazing examples. What's the key here that Jesus is trying to develop for us? It's a distinction and a comparison between two things that are actually important. And I think that sometimes when we read these three beautiful sections in Scripture, we might come out on one end saying that actually the former is incorrect, so that the latter can be the only expression of faith. And I think when we go about that perspective, sometimes we might run into trouble, even trouble that conflicts with the beautiful expression of our Catholic Christian faith, right? What distinction is Jesus drawing in today's gospel reading? I believe it's the distinction that we see between the exterior life of prayer and the interior life of prayer, both of which are absolutely critical to our life as a Christian, right? Within the context of the Sermon on the Mount, sometimes Jesus speaks so as to scandalize us, right? To cause us to question our assumptions. And I believe this is one of those moments. Is Jesus saying it's not a good thing to pray in public, right? That it's not a good thing, parents, that we would model to our children what prayer looks like, that it's not a good thing that we would go to Mass on Sunday and allow others to see us entering into moments of worship? Of course not, right? But what Jesus is saying is that he's asking the question, where is our heart rooted, right? Where's our motivation stand? If my motivation for an external sign of prayer is so that I may be noticed, then Jesus doesn't say that I will be damned. What does he say? He says that I've already received my reward. Right? It's not necessarily an evil thing to pray outwardly, but if we pray so as to be noticed, then we're going to get noticed. But if we pray so as to have connection with God, to seek connection with God, then ultimately we're going to find that place of connection. I can witness to this so beautifully in my own life. And I think that God's really moved in me in a way in the last few years that has put this on display. God's put a great love for teaching and modeling and witnessing both in our community and in my family to fasting in my life. And I say that as a matter of invitation. I would encourage you in your own walk to ask God to seek out resources and maybe to discern for yourself in what way you may be called to prayer, fasting, almsgiving, right? For me, it's an opportunity to realize that at every moment, whether it's looking at the two choices that sit before me in the summer camp cafeteria, right? Am I going to get lemonade today or am I going to choose water? And in that moment, I get to allow myself to have a conversation with God. Whereas otherwise, I may not. And bringing him into the conversation is the opportunity that I need for him to be present in my life in that day. Friends, God bless you. Have a great day.